from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. 8:40 giveaway of Foo Fighters tickets for Wednesday at the Kia Forum. So be listening at 8:40. I'll tell you when to call then and be caller 40 at 818-955-2955. But a lot of texts have been using that number to say, Heidi went twice. Liz, remember she got it right? Mm-hmm. And then
we're missing a person.
And then she went again, then missed, and then she had to eat a bean.
Mm-hmm. I thought the first time she went was an example.
That was
like
just
an example.
That was just an example.
But then Liz called and picked Heidi again.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And then
there was an example that she missed with Paul Anka. And then Liz Les had a question, how'd he get right? And Liz Les won.
Okay.
Right.
But we're down a player because Emo's out. So
I figured that's why
same
I was going
amount
again.
Of question.
No, I made a mistake.
Oh. Okay. Oh, and then you still have to eat a bean, too.
But see, luckily Bob Weir sent you a little Tutti Frutti. And, you know, he loves you more than your mom did.
I mean, who would have ever thought? But I guess so. My mom's busy, and I'm glad about that.
So my person missed their question.
Yes.
And so sure I did. Need to eat a bean.
Yes.
Okay. Come on, Bob.
Oh, try it. It's worth
same that. One. Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks, right? I love Stinky Socks, though. So either way, Bob, it's good for me.
Yeah. It's a win.
But come on, Bob Weir.
Let's see if Bob works his magic twice.
Stinky Socks, yeah. Okay. I'll say I like them either way. Stinky Socks got good wang on it.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It's sweet.
There's something wrong. There's something wrong with you. Yeah, no.
I love it.
You are a hound dog. Are you a toe-sucking guy? Like
no, not really. I'm not.
If your wife was like, suck on my toes, babe. Would you?
I mean, I would. She asked me to suck on them, but I don't think she would ask me to suck on them. I mean, like, she's not a toe-tucking receiver.
Careful. But if you were a toe sucker, you'd be the best darn toe sucker that ever sucked toes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about sock cutting?
I'm a cotton rock sucker.
Dirty rotten.
Dirty rotten cotton rot sucker. If you like getting your toes sucked, is that something you have to tell people? Or I mean, because that could go either way. Like, if they're not a toe-sucking receiver, generally, and you go suck on them, and they don't even know if they're into it yet, you immediately look gross to them because you're sucking on something that they're not even getting any, like, joy out of, and it's gross.
Yeah.
So do you even ask about that? I mean, I've sucked toes in the past, but for people who have said, I don't know what it is about toes, but toes seem to have like a direct line right to my guts.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's people out there with such sensitive toes that they could probably achieve with just
that reflexology,
with just
man.
A good toe.
Mm-hmm. Right to her roast beef. This little piggy.
Mm-hmm. This little piggy. Yeah, this little piggy got some.
Yeah.
Changed the words a little bit, but
wee. All the way home.
Anybody here with a toe sucking receiver has let you guys know that they love it? And
I can't even rub my wife's feet. She's too ticklish. She can't.
Too ticklish.
She can't stand her feet touched, and she wiggles and giggles when she gets a pedicure. She has to tell the lady, "Ooh, don't do the pumice stone because it tickles her too much." And I'm like, "God, you." Pussy. You're so wimpy. She's so wimpy. She's like, oh, I can't. I mean, if I want to really get her, I just kind of touch her foot and she goes crazy.
She's like that woman who swallowed a fly.
Don't ask me why.
She wiggles and giggles in a and it dances inside her.
Yeah. And then there's the spider.
The spider.
Yeah,
spider.
And spider.
It's got to be weird as you get older and if you're with a toe sucker. Because then as you get older, your feet get kind of grosser, and then you get into, like, the compression socks.
Yeah.
And then that person's like, I'm going to suck my toes.
Yeah. They got the big old yellow
feet. Gross now.
The people who were into sucking old people's toes were also the kids who ate crayons.
And glue.
Because when you take off an old person's sock, it looks like you're opening a box of crayons. Every toenail is a different color.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't forget the purple veins. Yeah. Oh, purple.
Oh, varicose veiny.
Never know what color nail you're gonna get.
I think maybe some stuff you let go by the wayside. You go, yeah, I'm not really that into that anymore.
That's like French kissing. I mean, there's certain things you did as a young person, like sucking toes and French kissing, that just seems silly now. Right?
When's the last time you French kissed your
wife? Yeah, what are you talking? I don't know. I kind of like the French kissing.
Is that French kissing? Really?
I call it making out. I don't know.
Yeah, like French her kissing. Tongue in your mouth. Okay. Your tongue in her mouth.
Making out. Really? Making out?
Okay. You're going to have sex with your wife, Frank, do you just go in there and lay down? I'll be in a second. And then you just get right to it? And there's no like holding her and kissing her neck and kissing her mouth and kissing her boobs and belly? And or you just
go
get
on.
Right to it? You're about 40%.
Yeah, I was like, keep going. Like, yeah, I'll be at her toes. I'll be at her Crayolas before you know it.
64 pack, baby. We're going all out, sharpener in the back and everything. I always take it too far.
Yeah, no one has that many toes.
No, I know. And if they do, call Guinness or something. What are we doing here?
Is that something you can't imagine life without? French kissing?
I wasn't a big proponent of it for a few years. I mean, it would happen every now and then. But now, like, since I quit smoking and not really doing, like, I've been kissing. We've been kissing. Mm-hmm. We've been kissing.
You still need your oral fixation nice. There.
So instead of going out for a smoke, you go out for some tongue.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking a kiss break.
I mean, she's digging it because I don't have, like, you know, smoker breath and smoker tongue and all that. So she's all up
on you. Yeah. So she instigates the kissing now?
A little bit more. And then I'll kiss bomb her. I'll just come running from the other room for no reason and just plant one on her.
He can run now.
Run
He's
away.
So you French and leave?
Yeah.
Wow. Anybody French to leave the house? Like, you know, see you later, honey.
Then you're off to work.
Anybody French in the door?
No.
Okay. All right.
That's leave them with a little something.
I mean, so you French before you leave the house?
No, not like because we were. I leave so early, you know, not like that, but yeah, I'll do it.
You kiss her, she's asleep in bed. You give her, you go over her side of bed and give her a kiss before you walk out the door.
She'll
every
wake
night,
up, eyes closed, day. And just like wherever she's like a blind, like a what is this, blind moles,
you know, like mole rat.
She'll just pop out of the scoop. She doesn't know where I am.
She's just putting her lips and just reaching to the sky.
It's like muscle memory,
presence.
Yep. Uh-huh. And I plant one on her and take off. But yeah, no, the old Frenchie and then bail. That's my new move.
Yeah, because then do that it's like you think about that. I'll be back in about an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, then think about it. Well, it doesn't have to be like something sexual, but is there something that you can't imagine life without? 818-955-2955. The world that you live in, that you experience, that you can't imagine if someone took that out of your life, that you're like, oh my, I don't know how I lived without it. Maybe you discovered it. What?
I mean, this is a little center square for me. I understand that this is center square, but this is me being real legit. I have friends, like I had wine drinking friends, that they went through. They're going through menopause, and wine. They're like, oh, it makes me sick. It gives me a headache. I don't. These are people that I would know. Like,
I don't get the connection.
I don't either, hormonally or whatever. And they're like, oh, I can't even drink anymore. I can't even drink alcohol anymore. Like any alcohol just makes me just. It makes me feel like crap. I get a headache, and I'm like,
but that's alcohol.
That could happen?
It's like your whole life when you, I'll never do this again.
No, this Jesus is like, help. You know, you have a glass of wine, and it's like, doesn't even really taste that good anymore. It just makes me feel terrible. And these were people who drink wine like I drink wine or used to, and they went, from menopause, it just kind of hit, and I'm like, ugh, I can't imagine that.
I can't imagine you being friends with these people anymore.
Well, we don't really hang out much anymore.
Really? Have you dumped them? I mean, obviously.
No, it's one of my L.A. friends and my friend Deb, and she's like, she
is that who you stay with when you come here?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, no wonder.
No. But
Deb's got no wine and attitude.
Mm-hmm. No, she's got all the wine now. She can't drink it anymore. So
she can get rid of it?
More for me. No, but that bums me out. Like, I can't imagine not being able to just open a
That's what you have to look forward to. Mm-hmm.
I hope not. I hope it doesn't happen to me.
What, menopause?
No, but that being one of the side effects of it, like not being able to have alcohol anymore. It's a bummer. Ask Jordan. He knows. Not that he's gone through menopause.
No, but he still drinks. But, I mean, just because you don't I mean, she doesn't like the flavor. So, yeah, you can imagine your life without it. It's like giving up something that you love. Like, I mean, I use it all the time. I can't imagine giving it up.
Mm. Mm. Well, that'd be wine for me.
Wine.
Wow. Not alcohol, because I don't care really one way or another about any other. If all I had in the house was vodka, I'm not drinking vodka at night, you know?
If you didn't have wine in your life, how would your life be?
I'd be thinner. I'd probably get more done. I'd be less sleepy in the evening, and I'd probably be productive. But instead...
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Bottle of Pinot Gris, I'm ready for bed. What time is it? 6:45? That's fine.
No, I wasn't drinking wine. I'd probably like, well, maybe I'll go walk the dogs or something. Mm.
Sounds to me like you can't just imagine life. You drink wine to avoid life.
I get all my stuff done in the daytime, Frank, and then around 5 o'clock, I get to reward myself.
After this hard day of work of not being productive, let me drink a bottle of Pinot and then go to dreamland and sleep until 6. I see your hair.
It's not good today. I don't know what's happening. I was very sweaty when in my sleep last night or something.
Johnny,
know.
It is 818-955-2955. It's one of those big pondering questions. What can't you imagine life without?
A TV.
Not your kids.
Oh.
No, he imagines that every day.
No, I'm kidding. There's no right answer or wrong answer. You can't imagine life without TV.
Yeah. Well, because that's something that I've had my entire life, and... It's always been like a very entertaining
thing. You're talking TV shows because you could watch whatever
anything
on your phone.
TV. I'm just talking like sports, TV shows, movies, TV movies, you know, stuff like that. That's always just been something that
without TV and being able to watch anything, what would you do? Because you can't read.
Yeah, I don't read. I don't know. Go outside.
You probably smoke more.
Well, I was thinking about that. I mean, I probably should quit. I probably shouldn't say smoking because, like, I mean, I've been doing that for a long time, and I can't imagine giving it up. And Jordan, like, I don't know how you did it, but...
It's not like I had a choice, Johnny.
Well, but if I did, I don't think that would be something.
He wouldn't have
that,
a life with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
I guess that's true. It is a choice. It is a choice.
It's true.
I keep looking at... Every time I want a cigarette, Johnny, I keep looking up the survival rate of a Widowmaker heart attack, and it's 12%. And that's for people who get immediate attention. And I didn't go to a hospital for 9 days afterwards, so kind of effed myself.
Yeah.
But that right there keeps me away from the vices. Like, the only time I drink really is here on the show. I haven't had a drink
last week.
Yeah.
But
just drink to you quitting smoking.
Yeah, go for it.
No, seriously, you want to?
All right.
Yeah.
Come on.
But TV's the only thing I can think of, because, like, my kids won't live with me forever, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they'll be gone at some point.
Up and out, and then you're like, well, at least I've got Stranger Things season 22.
Exactly. Something always to look forward to.
Or sports,
TV,
yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
What are you pouring today, Frank?
I think this is a bottle that Corey got me for my birthday or something. It's the Kentucky's Best.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight bourbon, aged 4 years. 80 proof. So it's a work drinker.
That'll get the job done, though.
Yeah, I was drinking, playing golf yesterday. Took one of the Blind Barrels kits out there.
Oh, nice.
A nice flat fit right in that large that large pocket you have on the side of a golf bag.
Yeah.
Fits right in there perfectly, carrying it around. And you got time on the tee box. Pulled out a sample. Was like, just passed it around. I was like, so what do you think that is, fellas? The last one was a wheat, straight wheat whiskey.
How'd the game go after all the drinking?
We lost.
Yeah, right.
But that last one was 125 proof. Had a little kick.
Jesus,
on it.
Frank. Okay, and so today's drink this morning, I should say, is 80.
Yeah. So much less. Here you go, Jordan. This is a work drinker.
Come on, work drinker.
This is work whiskey.
It's only 80 proof, so you can drink this at work.
That ain't too bad.
It's fine.
And explain again, Frank, all bourbon's not whiskey, but all whiskey. How's that saying go? Because I always...
Bourbon is American. Bourbon. It doesn't have to be Kentucky.
Okay.
Even though people thought it has to be in Kentucky or it's not bourbon. No, it has to be made in America.
Okay.
You can make whiskey anywhere.
Okay.
But you can't make bourbon outside of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Hear, hear. Here's to your health, Jordan.
Cheers. To yours, too.
To Jordan's health.
Everybody, keep an eye on it.
Tennessee whiskey.
You're a sweet. Can't imagine life without that.
That's why I won't give that one up. I gave up beer. I love beer.
I didn't have one beer yesterday. Yeah. But I had a lot of whiskey.
I still got them in my fridge from before the heart attack. Still got some 805s. Just stay in
chill. Wait, so the doctors are saying whiskey's fine, but God forbid you have a beer?
I don't. No. I cut out beer because it makes me want to smoke. Whiskey and wine don't make me want to smoke. I enjoy those. Beer, I just want to chill.
Got it. It's like your little trigger. Just keep cold going. Beer and a cig.
I can just keep drinking beers.
Arthur said he couldn't imagine life without breakfast food.
Sure. It's, you know, I think
Arthur's fat?
Yeah.
I just love eggs.
Give me some pancakes of death.
And they start heating up slices of bread. I can't imagine anything better than a heated up slice of bread.
It's the strills.
But eating breakfast food at home is completely different. You know that feeling you get when you go to a diner and you sit down and you're about to have like a full-on diner breakfast.
When you go with your family, do you always get a booth?
Yeah.
Huh. Or do you, you never sit at the bar?
No.
Oh, me and my family would go. We would sit at the bar.
Yeah, diner bars are great.
Because or always, right down the line.
Yeah, because everyone's like waiting on a booth, you know. It's like there'd be like four open. Nobody wants to be the single going up there. I'm like, we'll take them four seats right there. We'll go over and say, hey, buddy, move down. Family's getting in here. And we do four in a row. Right. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you meet the waitresses and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody's talking to you right there.
Exactly.
You see the kitchen.
And you sit on the end away from your wife, and then you don't have to talk to her. The kids are in the middle.
Right.
It works out. It's just, God, it's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
You're just basically like sitting there by yourself, staring at your plate.
It's the best place to eat breakfast at a breakfast, like at the bar area.
The bar area.
I mean, if a diner doesn't have a bar area, get the hell out of there. The place sucks.
Okay.
Breakfast food. Yeah. All right. He's playing
along. I do that for sushi. Yeah. Like, you know, I'll go sit at the bar for the sushi.
I won't do that because then they want to give you stuff and I don't want to be rude. And they're like, oh, you have try octopus. And I'm like, oh, that's not happening. I'm so sorry. And I don't want to have to put myself in that situation. Because when you sit at the bar...
Yeah, anyone who's just a California roll person, get out of the bar area.
Well, I'm not a California roll, but I'm not an octopus girl either.
I love sushi.
I wish they did that for breakfast.
Can you get more California rolls and edamame?
Yeah, you got teriyaki chicken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, you're right, Johnny. Sit at the bar and you want a little cinnamon toast bite here? Yeah. We made it up for you.
Of course.
Oh, Becca says, I can't live without Heidi and Frank. Makes my life. Oh, thank you. Finally, that's what I was searching for. Now we can move on.
Now we can quit. Yeah.
it took this long, took 20 minutes for someone to text, can live without Heidi and Frank? Come on, people. You knew where I was going.
Yes.
Talk about the center square of knowing what I want.
A little strokey stroke. Come on.
That's what I meant by TV, like being a VIP and watching the show.
You could have said radio, but you said television. Great. You
can't live without it.
Can't live without it. No, I'll tell you what Gen Zers can't imagine life without. The Gen Zers, they already can't imagine life without something. I'll tell you what
it is. You got one of those.
When we come back. After traffic.
All right.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.